Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, Text number 37, Tesham Vidarsya Sunarocheta Kavakanam Samadama. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Lord, your personal associates, devotees, wander all over the world to purify even the holy place of pilgrimage. Is not such activity pleasing to those who are actually afraid of material existence? Dear Lord, your personal associates, devotees, wander all over the world to purify even the holy place of pilgrimage. Is not such activity pleasing to those who are actually afraid of material existence? There are two kinds of devotees. One is called Goshtanandi, the other Bhajanandi. The word Bhajanandi refers to devotees who does not move but remains in one place. Such devotee is always engaged in devotional service of the Lord. He chants the Mahamantra as taught by many acharyas and sometimes goes out for preaching work. The Goshtanandi is one who desires to increase the number of devotees all over the world. He travels all over the world just to purify the world and the people residing in it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, Prithvite Achayata Nagaradi Grama Sarvatra Prachara Vaibe Moranama. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted his followers to move all over the world to preach in every town and village. In the Chaitanya Sampradaya, those who strictly follow the principles of Lord Chaitanya must travel all over the world to preach the message of Lord Chaitanya, which is the same as preaching the words of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The more the devotees preach the principles of Krishna Katha, the more people throughout the world will benefit. Devotees like the great sage Narada, who travel all over to preach, are called Goshtanandi. Narada Muni is always wandering throughout the universe just to create different types of devotees. Narada even made a hunter a devotee. He also made Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad devotees. Actually, all devotees are indebted to the great sage Narada, for he has wandered both in heaven and hell. A devotee of the Lord is not afraid of hell. He goes to preach the glories of the Lord everywhere, even in the hell, because there is no distinction between heaven and hell for a devotee. Narayana parasarve nakutasyana bibhyati swarga pavarga narakesho api tulyarda darshina. A pure devotee of Narayana is never afraid of going anywhere and everywhere. For him, heaven and hell are one and the same. Such devotees wandering all over the world deliver those who are actually afraid of this material existence. Some people are already disgusted with material existence, being confused and frustrated by material enjoyment. And some people who are intelligent are interested in understanding the Supreme Lord. Both may take advantage of pure devotee who wanders throughout the world. When a pure devotee goes to the place of pilgrimage, he desires to purify that holy place of pilgrimage. Many sinful men bathe in the holy waters of the place of pilgrimage. They take their bath in the waters of the Ganges and Yamuna at places such as Prayaga, Vrindavan and Mathura. In this way, the sinful men are purified, but their sinful actions and reactions remain at the holy place of pilgrimage. When a devotee comes to take his bath at those places of pilgrimage, the sinful reactions left by the sinful man are neutralized by the devotee. Tirdi kurvanti tirdani swantastena garabhrita. The devotee always carries the Supreme Lord within his heart. Wherever he goes, becomes a place of pilgrimage, a holy place for understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is therefore the duty of everyone to associate with a pure devotee and thus attain freedom from material contamination. Everyone should take advantage of the wandering devotees whose only business is to deliver the conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya. ಸಾಮರಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಧೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಮೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಗೌರವಭಕ್ತರಿಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಶಿವರಾತ್ರಿ ಸೊ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ದೇ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ನೋ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ Vaishnavas are devotees. I don't know what they are supposed to do. Like Shivaratri. Vaishnavas should understand Krishna of Lord Shiva. They should speak something on and Shivaratri. So what happened on Shivaratri? Shivaratri means what? It is the day Shiva was born, or it is the day Shiva was married. What do you think? Kalinga is there. Actually, every month there is a Shivaratri. So this Shivaratri, it comes. Tamas. You have to stop, no? Either you should listen or chant. You cannot do both. Listening to me? How are you listening? Hare Krishna. The class, you should hear it, okay? Shivaratri, it comes every month. The Shivaratri that comes in the month of Magha, which is like it. Shivaratri. They call it Shiva Chaturdasi. It is the 14th day of the Paksha. There are two Pakshas. Krishna Paksha means the moon towards new moon or Amavasya. Amavasya is the new moon or no moon. Then Purnima is full moon. Purnima, full. This is the 14th day of the moon, fortnight, 14th day. Shiva, he enters Shivalinga, just like the deity here. What is the difference between deity here and deity in the market? Both are Krishna. But here the Prana Pratishtha is there. So the devotees, they pray to the Lord that you should reside there and accept the worship. So the person is just like Krishna likes Ekadasi, Lord Shiva likes Chaturdasi. And so there is Ekadasi every month. Also there is Shivaratri, and then this is Mahashivaratri. On that day, on the same day, Shiva was married also to Parvati Devi. Actually, Lord Brahma told Shiva to marry Parvati Devi. Parvati wanted only Lord Shiva as her husband and no one else. So Lord Brahma told Shankarji, you marry Parvati. Shankarji, being a great devotee of Vishnu, and this Durga represents Maya personification, and I want to remain absorbed in your thinking, my wife. Then Durgaji is more determined. No, if I were to marry, I will only marry Lord Shiva, no one else. That is an eternal position. He said, maybe I should become also a great Vaishnavi. Then now Lord Shiva is thinking, I will be a disturbance to his devotion. But I am also a devotee, I want to be a good devotee. So he went and took Diksha, Bhaumadeva. Bhaumadeva is another form. Shiva, living master, Rishi. Lord Shiva has many names. The name is Vamadeva. So, Shidiksha mantra will be given. So, Vamadeva told her, you chant Vishnu Sahasrana, the thousand names of Lord Vishnu, you chant. So, in a very determined way, she was chanting Vishnu Sahasrana. That means she has become, she begins to chant. You will become attracted to the Lord. If you don't stop chanting Hare Krishna, slowly, no matter what you are, doesn't matter, you will become a Vaishnava. Originally, the part and parcels of Vishnu or Lord Krishna. Now, Lord Shiva cannot refuse her. But she is also a devotee, sir. And then Lord Shiva, then he tells her another sloka. Lord Shiva, he asked her to share food. Wife and husband sit together, take prasad, take food. Parvati has taken diksha. He said, I cannot take 7 times Vishnu, Vishnu Sahasrana. And being happy and compassionate on Lord Shiva, she told Parvati another secret. And the name Rama, it is equal to chanting 1,000 times the name Vishnu. So now I invited you to take prasad. You are saying now, because I am Dikshit, Bhakta, so I have to complete my, if you chant Ram, that is equal to chanting 1,000 times Vishnu. Further enlightened Parvati Devi. So, on Shivaratri day, Mahasivaratri day, Lord Shiva, he enters the Linga, that's a Lingodhava, they are writing there. It's a Shiva Kalyan, in the Shiva temples. 27th is the Lingodhava, that means Lord Shiva is manifest in Shiva Linga. And it also took place on the same day. So they celebrate marriage, Kalyan, next day. Shiva, how he has taken birth? He has taken birth from Lord Brahma, from his mind. No sexual union for the appearance of Lord Shiva. Just he manifested from the head of Brahma. The four Kumaras, they are elder brothers of Lord Shiva. The four Kumaras were first born, after that Shankar was born. But Vishnu instructed Brahma to create this material universe and populate it, that there are souls who are interested to enjoy it. So Brahma was the gift of creator. Vishnu said, you create all universes and fill it with them. Four Kumaras, Lord Brahma told, now you go ahead to produce good children. But by the Lord's arrangement, the four Kumaras, they were not interested to enter family life. They are disinterested in family life. His father, Brahma, is also Guru. Brahma ji is Kumaras. They disobey the order of Lord Brahma to get married and produce children. They did this not out of defiance, not out of challenging mood, but because they were enlightened. They don't want to enter into the encumbrance of family life, hassle. Of this. As it is, to live in this world is so troublesome, and you unnecessarily increase your troubles by entering family life. So they rejected the proposal. And one defied Lord Brahma like that. He is the Jagat Guru. No one is there before him. And his own children were just young. They want to follow the order. So Brahma became a little disturbed, became upset. Four Kumaras. The result was that in that mood, when his anger was expressed in the form of child taking birth, that's why it's called Rudra. Rudra means one is born from anger. Lord Brahma told Shankar, you now create children and populate the world. Because he was born in anger. So, people that are born from Lord Shiva, they are all oblins and goblins. Means like hills, ghosts, bhutas and all. They were attacking everybody, including Brahma. Hungry, hungry. He said, no, no, stop. No, we don't do that. Population, the world. People were a disturbance to the whole universe. No? These hoblins and goblins, their business is just to attack, harass and kill everybody and eat flesh. To pacify his passion, Shiva sat down to meditation. Passion of ignorance. We want to improve ourselves. By doing activity, you will produce like that or you will create pralaya. Whenever it is necessary to bring pralaya, then Shiva will get into action. That is all. See the creation of the creation. So till that time, that's a great devotee. He is quick in becoming angry or Bola Sankar. Bola means very easy to please him just by putting some water or Ganges water leaves. Like Tulsi leaves are dear to Vishnu and bell leaves are dear to Shankar. Anyone who puts, there are some one or two stories how Lord Shiva becomes offering of water and bell leaves. There was one thief who was living in forest. He had a family. He wanted to do some hunting and kill some animals so that the family members can be satisfied. But somehow, one day, he went on safari, but he could could not find many. His family members were also waiting for him. It was night, so afraid of some wild animals may come, he sat on the tree that happened to be a bell tree. Billa Vruksha. Because of hunger, he was not getting sleep. He was just his time. He was just breaking the leaves. Under that Billa Vruksha, there was Sivalinga. And that day happened to be a Sivaratri day. He doesn't know all this. But just coincidence, he called it. Coincidence. He fasted because nothing was available. And he happened to sit on a bilwa tree in the night. And then he was dropping bilwa leaves. And the Sivalinga was there. He became very happy. So in the next birth, he took birth as a king. In great opulence, he became a king. But Lord Shiva gave him the benediction because you have worshipped me on Mahasivaratri day. See that you will become a very opulent of worshipping Lord Shiva. Real benediction. Shiva and Parvati, they are father and mother of material creation. Lord Krishna has empowered Lord Shiva and Parvati. Yoni and Linga, they are empowered too. So within their power, they can give beautiful body, great wealth, great positions that they can give in their power. If sometimes Shiva gives Sayuja, you can take it to Sivaloka. You can go up to Sivaloka. Lord Shiva is not ordinary and Sivaloka is also not ordinary. It is like John. Shiva is a mysterious person. And Sivaloka, Kailas, is also a mystery zone. So Lord Brahma, he describes the Shiva Tattva. So in verse, Shiram Yada Dadi Vikara Vishesha Yoga Sanjayatena Itata Pradagasti Yato Yosambhutama Vitada Samupaiti Karya Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajani. So Lord saying that I worship the trivial personality of Godhead, Govinda, who has bestowed powers to Lord Shiva, and this material existence along with Parvati, and there is a special tattva. You have three tattvas. One is Jiva Tattva, that all the entities we see, they come under one of these categories. Whoever personality we mentioned. What about Indra? What about Chandra? What about Brahma? They are all considered, they may be powerful demigods, different powers. But they are not any special people. That means you can also become Brahma or Shiva or Indra, not Shiva, you can become Brahma or Indra, Chandra, Surya and like that. He can, by his tapasya, according to scriptures, they can also attain powerful position. This Lord Shiva, Shiva Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Shiva Tattva and Vishnu Tattva. There are three tattvas. That means Vishnu Tattva, you know, all the direct expansions of Vishnu, whether it is Simha, Rama, Vamandev, they are all Vishnu Tattva, directly coming in different forms. Most of the things, they are all Jiva Tattva. So Jivas, by their power of austerities, powers vary, but they are all Jiva Tattva. So, in this Shiva Tattva, in order to do this creation and annihilation, because Lord Vishnu is pure goodness, Siddha, Sattva. So you will not directly come in contact with material creation and annihilation. So Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, he takes the form of Lord Shiva. Just like milk becomes curd. You have to say both are milk products. And you can take butter from curd, you can take butter also from milk. And whatever ingredients are there, they are there. But still, there is a little difference. From milk you can make curd. From curd you cannot make milk. So Vishnu can take the form of Shiva in order to interact with material creation. But Shiva cannot take the position of Vishnu. That means where they are the same and they are also little different. They say that if Vishnu is read 100, Jiva can have qualities up to 50%, 50. You can increase your powers 50. More than that. But the Shiva is 55. And Lord Vishnu is 95. He is 100. Krishna is 100. No difference, but little difference, because there is 5% difference is there. There are some things which Krishna can do, which Vishnu cannot do. So this is there. So Shiva Tattva is a special category. Similarly, Ash is also in a special category. One time Narada Muni, he said, he was going to different great personalities. And Narada Muni went to a great Brahmin. This is from Burahurat Bhagavatamrita. There is a book called Burahurat Bhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami, who is an eternal associate, not an ordinary saint, is Rupa, Sanatana, they're all. He wanted to make clear what is the super excellence of Goloka. So he created this Burahurat Bhagavatamrita. So there are many devotees of Vishnu. Still there are gradations. Generally, when people are devotees of Krishna, they are all devotees. But still there are grades. So there was a Brahmin who was doing great sacrifice, and a king was doing great sacrifice, and then Lord Indra was doing also sacrifice. So this is an earthly king, and this is Prahlad, and the Pandavas, and Uddhava, and Gopis, all are devotees, all are Krishna devotees, very exalted devotees. So this Burahurat Bhagavatamrita, it shows different levels of devotees and why they are devotees in one sense, but they are not all equal in another sense, by dint of their closeness or attachment to Krishna. So one time Narada Muni came to Shankarji and said, Vaishnavanam yata sambho, you are such a great devotee. Generally great devotees they don't think they are devotees. That is the nature of a devotee. The devotee thinks everyone else is a devotee. I am not. So Shankara said, no, I am always in touch with, you know, material nature, and I do, I mean, 24 hours is chanting Hare Krishna. But Shankara said, I am not devotee of the Lord. But the Bhagavatam says, Vaishnavana Yathasambhu, the topmost are the devotees of Lord Hari. Then the topmost devotees are gopis. But the Shankara also has a gopi form. The gopi form of Shankara is called Gopeshwar Mahadev. Gopeshwar Mahadev. Because this is always attracted to Krishna. And then, what is the most intimate relationship with Krishna? The Rasa Leela and the Gopi's relation, Madhurya, Ras. So being Shankara, a very exalted person, when he saw Rasa Leela, he could not restrain himself. No, I should also. Then he was willing to do any austerities in order to. And then he satisfied the Brijabasis, the Paurnamasi, the Brijabasis. And then no Purusha can enter Rasa Leela. Krishna is the only Purusha, everyone else is Gopi. Limitless number of Gopis, they were all there. And Lord Shankara is the form of a man, Purusha, but actually is a great servant, like Gopis. So, pleased with his servant submission and sacrifice, so this is granted Mahadev, also a form of Gopi. I say, the Gopi is called Gopeshwar. The Ishwar who has become a Gopi, Shankara who has become a Gopeshwar Mahadev. The temple is still there. Sanatana Goswami, being a erudite scholar in the scriptures, he knows the importance of Lord Shiva. Shiva is called Tirthapal. Wherever there are Vaishnava Tirthas, surely you will find Jagannath Puri, there Lord Shiva is called Lokanath. Where Swamiji, generally people think Lokanath means Krishna. No, Lokanath material. Jagannath is Krishna, but Lokanath is Shankarji. The Vrindavan is called Gopeshwar Mahadev. This Sanatana Goswami, all devotees, they should associate with the devotees who are more exalted than them. That is the way we make advancement in spiritual, by our own tapasya, not by our own readings. You please the devotees, that is the higher principle. When you try to please the devotees, it is easy to make advancement. Devotees, they understand and then they engage us, or they give us association in such a way that one day we will also become. Sanatana Goswami, he was daily, he was coming all the way from, his residence was near Sanatana Goswami, was in somewhere near Manasigamya. From there daily he will come, the elderly person. And Shankara could not, because Sanatana Goswami is also not ordinary person. So Lord Shankara said, no, please to you. Then Lord Shankara, one temple where Sanatana Goswami's bhajan kutir is there. That deity of Lord Shiva is called Vanakandi Maharishi place, just to so that he can give darshan to. There, Sanatana Goswami was reserved then. Like, you know, everywhere there are mosquitoes, where there are ponds, forest areas, mosquitoes breed a lot. So, the mosquitoes are bothering Sanatana Goswami like anything. was living a simple heart. It's not like this. So, one day Sanatana Goswami thought, I am not able to concentrate on my japam. So, these mosquitoes, they bother me too much. I should move to another place. He thought, such a great devotee. And Lord Shankar, he came to his, becoming a little disturbed by the presence of too many in that place. It's called the... He went around and drove all the mosquitoes from that area. So that's why Shiva there became known as Chakaleswar. Chakaleswar Mahadev. Drove all the Chakaleswar Mahadev. And Mathura, the place where Lord Krishna was born, there also another deity of Lord Shiva, that is Chakaleswar Mahadev. These are called Kshetrapal, wherever Krishna resides, Shankar takes association with the dham. Actually, this Nandagaon is called Nandishwar Mahadev. Lord Shiva wanted to see all the childhood pastimes of Balakrishna. So he requested Lord Krishna, kindly he allow me to see all your ecstatic childhood pastimes. Then Krishna was born on a hill. That hill is Nandishwar. Dham is on this so you could have darshan of all the family. There is what is called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is also Krishna. So he was born in Navadvip and Mayapur. So prominent place of Shiva in Navadvip. One is called Harihara Kshetra. That means the deity of Lord Shiva. Half is Shankar and half is Vishnu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born. It is called Yoga Peeth. Where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, there is also Shankar is there. Mahadev temple. Yoga Peeth Mahadev. We can discuss it later. So, one time, there was one great Shankar Bhakta. Shankar Bhakta, he was chanting Om Namah Shivaya, so absorbed. He was going on the streets, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Shankar is a very dear devotee of Lord. Immediately, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was just Nimai, just 8 or 9 years old, he also got into the mood of Lord Shankar, because this devotee is calling Om Namasya, Om Namasya. Immediately Nimai, he took the form of Shankar with Jata jute and deer skin and all that. And then Damaru couldn't sat on the shoulders of this Shiva Bhakta. And then entity singing for him. That fellow also became very happy. But actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the source of Shankar. And after some time, he got down that Shiva Bhakta and he blessed him. Kshetra, whoever dies in the place, just like if people die in Varanasi, Lord Shankar will come. There's a place called Swargadwar. All dead people, they are burned or they are put into the Ganges, some bank of the Ganges. And whoever dies in Varanasi, Lord Shankar will go there and get a Ram Mantra. Similarly, whoever dies in this Harihara Kshetra, Lord Shankar will Ram Mantra. So they can go to Goloka, not just Vaikuntha. They go directly to Vaikuntha. They are dying in Navadvip, Mayapur. Navadvip is not an ordinary tree to Goloka. Lord Shankar helps. Everybody say, Gauranga! లార్డ్ శంకర్ ప్రభుపాదకి, గ్రంథరాశి భాగవతంకి, హరినామ సంకీర్తానికి.